Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving back into some additional wide receiver tiers here. And we've got some a dual one here. Right? I don't want to dive an entire tier into either of these tiers. So we'll just do a dual tier. Okay, we're going to do one podcast on two tiers. So first round wide receivers not presently on an elite track. Okay, and then we're going to do the very good wide receivers who are second options on their teams. Okay, so first round wide receivers not on an elite track. Jahan Dotson, Kadarius Toney, Rashad Bateman, Jameson Williams. Let's start with Jameson Williams. Injuries, definitely a concern. I am sympathetic to that. However, I think I have people having more confidence in him than Christian Watson to be very aggressive would be kind of my take on that. And the reason is, I mean, and the market's not that different. It's at 19 for Williams. It's at 23 for Watson. The reason I have it different, again, coming off the injury, only participated on 6% of their routes. Again, only played a handful of games. That's something, right? That's a tad bit concerning. Haven't seen him fully get back. We don't necessarily know all the way if he is gonna, you know, fall flat. Okay, so that's a bit of the concern. So that's one part. The metrics are, again, it's a very small sample size, only 8 targets for Williams, but 0.3 points per route run for him. His yards per route run, 1.11. Targets per route run, 22%. So that's good. He just didn't really produce on the targets he was given. So again, I'm sure people will put together some clips of those, the 8 targets that he got, maybe even some routes that he wasn't targeted on, and say, look here, you know. And that's certainly fair, but I think that leaves me a bit cautious on Jameson Williams. So that's the my cause for concern there. Again, I would rather take a guy that's done some crazy stuff on a small sample size than a guy that has not done anything on a even smaller sample size, right? I just, like, if Watson's not that player, but he's like 30% worse, he's still a really good player. Like, you need basically a 30% increase for Jameson Williams to be that 30% worse for Christian Watson, right? If they go, if Watson went 30% worse on a per route basis and Williams went 30% better, they would meet. Okay, that's a big gap. That's a big gap. So that would be kind of my I'm a little bit cautious take on Jameson Williams. He's by far the most expensive guy of this sort of non-proven wide receiver, first-round wide receiver tier. Jahan Dotson's second. He's at 32 overall. All these guys are, well, both him and Williams are deeper target guys. 15.4 ADOT there for him. By way of reference, I believe that's the highest. Him and Pickens are the two highest wide receivers in that stat. Jahan Dotson doesn't get open is the concern. 10.6 targets per open route run. I'm out, and I am pivoting. He's a pivot up player. He's a pivot to can you go Jahan Dotson to a Mike Evans plus, right, to a Keenan Allen plus, right, sort of explore that space. Can you recycle the pick for what you got, right? I would do that. He's a 59% route participation guy. I believe he missed a game as well, a couple games in there. So that's certainly what it is. But 32% of his routes were contested targets. I don't love that at all. I especially don't love it when he was only targeted on 15% of his routes, right? It's George Pickens. It's a non-sexier version. It's a non-sexy version of George Pickens is what his profile is. And we've talked about the Pickens profile before. Jahan Dotson's basically the same thing. So I am pivoting off of Jahan Dotson pretty strongly would be kind of my take there. Kadarius Toney, I mean, when the dude's on the field, He's awesome. Problem is 11% of the time last year. 2.06 yards per route run. Yep. Again, if you want to take a big swing, the swing that you should take in terms of being aggressive, it is, and especially when there's a risk, should be different at different costs, right? You shouldn't want to take a, you know, a very risky boom bust type bet at 10, but at 50, I'm interested, right? Because the bust rate of the guys going in the range is a lot higher than the range of guys going at 10, right? So you're not necessarily missing out on as much, right? The opportunity cost isn't as bad, right? So that's kind of the way I'd sort of view that. And so I'm sort of interested at the cost, but again, would I rather take him or Mike Thomas? I think they're very similar. That's a similar conversation in terms of, you know, both could be big swings, big misses type guys. Or, you know, you could whiff on both of them. And I don't even think it's that big of a swing, but you're kind of aiming for a high outcome, right? That's kind of your modus operandi if you're taking either of those guys in a dynasty draft. Kadarius Toney's ADOT is extremely low as well, so 3.6. Again, that's like Debo Samuel level ADOT. So, again, that's not really a full-fledged wide receiver. So, call me a little bit skeptical on if he can sort of do all of that, right? If he can sort of expand his role. It's probably why I'd rather take the swing on a guy like Michael Thomas at that cost. And it's probably team construction as well. Bateman was actually pretty good last year. Again, only 21% route participation because he missed some time. The problem that I have with Bateman is when you look at when he actually did play, he didn't play that much. And it was like he was running like 70% route participations at different points. And it was a little concerning. Not a little concerning, it was very concerning. So I wonder with that, you know, with that, you know, with that volume, like what he's going to be, right? Never ran more than 27 routes, was in the teens, was sort of falling off as the season went along there. Again, this is a player that has a total of 529 routes in 2 years on his career to date, 1.51 yards per route run. That very much blends in. All right, that very much blends in. So I am, again, you're getting a big discount on him, but I'm, again, it's wide receiver 36. I can understand that. Like, there's a case to be made that he's the wide receiver one there. Maybe one of the cheaper wide receiver ones on a team with, you know, first round pedigree that's kind of young. So I sort of understand that argument for it. I think you gotta consider the type of bet you want to make in that range, right? The range you're going to have to make a bet on Bateman is, you know, Mike Evans or Christian Kirk's also in that range. It's interesting. We'll talk about him a little bit. You know, Michael Williams is in that range. I'd probably rather take like Gabe Davis in that range. I'd probably rather take a shot on Bateman than on Mike Williams. Will kind of be my thought. I just don't see a ton of ceiling, but Keenan Allen's going a couple rounds later than that. I mean, I'd rather take that bet. So that's kind of the way I'd sort of look at it. I think the odds of missing on a guy like Bateman are higher again, but you want to take, you're willing to take more of those sort of swings later on because the whiff rate's higher amongst the players going around him. That's kind of that tier. Again, kind of how I think about that tier. The next tier down is basically your wide receiver twos on teams. Christian Kirk is on this list. I don't necessarily know that that's fair to characterize him as the number two on his team, right? He does have Calvin Ridley there. He's the cheapest on this list. So I you know, that's probably a good justification for him being on the list, right? I think that's a one, Ridley goes ahead of him. Again, I don't know if if you were to tell me that Christian Kirk gets more targets than Calvin Ridley next year, that wouldn't surprise me. Ridley's going to be 29. So I get, I sort of get that maybe this is a little bit of a mischaracterization of him, but I think it's a fair spot to put him in. He's the least efficient on a yards per route run guy in this group. Points per route run, he's the lowest. In terms of his advanced efficiencies, he's amongst the lowest as well. We'll get into that a little bit more in a second. But I think he fits definitionally in here. And I think player-wise, he certainly fits in the range. So the guys in this tier, DeVonta Smith, Christian Kirk, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy goes in this tier as well. Again, I don't have a neat place to fit Jeudy. Sutton, I was more of a route participation guy. Jeudy doesn't sort of fit neatly in these. So I kind of put him with this. He kind of fits most naturally with this group of guys. So let's start up with DeVonta Smith. He's the most expensive at 11. Again, I have him as a star asset because he's on the board with a top 12 seasonal finish in his first 2 years. So we know that those guys are pretty durable. I like that. 15.1 points per game, 0.43 points per route run. Again, that's at the highest here. The only one higher is actually Jeudy this past year, which is interesting. And he's tied there with Ayuk. It's ahead of Higgins and ahead of Christian Kirk. So good there. Again, pretty open would be kind of the way I would discuss him. 18.4% of his routes, of his open routes he's targeted on. He's got 19.7% contested catch rate. That lacks a little bit of ceiling is the overall concern that I would have there when you look at, when you look at some of the other guys that we've talked about in recent podcasts, just to give kind of reference to it, the 18.3, the 18.4 rate, it's kind of similar on open routes to a guy like DK Metcalf. And then he just kind of lacks in the contested catch rate. So again, I think we think of DeVonta Smith as a little bit different. He's at 22% of his routes he's targeted on. That's good. I don't know if it's necessarily elite. The volume was excellent. Again, 96.5% of his team's dropbacks he ran a route on. That's excellent. But how high is the ceiling? Again, we kind of use the metaphor of wind blowing at your back going downhill versus wind in your face or crosswind going uphill, right? Those come out different. He very much had wind at his back. Again, very good season. And it's interesting that he's at wide receiver 11 with that very good season as compared to some of the guys going ahead of him. It actually seems appropriately priced, even though you would think kind of in some other spaces, like he would be more expensive. So I think he's fairly priced there, pretty durable asset, maybe not necessarily a huge ceiling guy. I'd rather take Olave or Drake London, I think, ahead of him, just because I think it's a higher ceiling bet. Christian Kirk, we discussed there. Brandon Ayuk, 0.43 points per route run, very similar to DeVonta Smith. You see the difference, though. Again, we talk about wind at back versus wind at face, right? Uphill versus downhill. Ayuk, 95.5% route participation. It's very similar to DeVonta Smith, only 112 targets, right? That's very similar. He had a very similar targets per route run as well. It was 22% for DeVonta Smith, 21% for Brandon Ayuk. So very similar there in terms of those guys. Ayuk, targets for open route run only 17.7%. So that's a little bit lacking. Not a huge separator, a little bit more contested. I just wonder if the route volume or the route volume and the target volume is ever going to be there for him. He's a potential trade guy. I'm not necessarily sure how they afford him, right? Does he fit better in a space like with the Giants where he could kind of expand to be a wide receiver one? I could see that. I could see that happening. So I could see him be a trade candidate to a team like, you know, to a team in need of a wide receiver. You know, he would be kind of the next group. If you were to think about last year, how you saw guys like AJ Brown get traded, sort of that group of maybe play teams don't necessarily want to pay them or can't necessarily afford to pay a wide receiver on their team, right? That's kind of the Brandon Ayuk would be the natural person to sort of fit in that type of conversation. He's a wide receiver 28 in Dynasty. So from that range, again, he looks on paper like a little bit lesser version of Devonta Smith would be kind of the way the metrics kind of boil out. And there's a big difference there in terms of cost. So I am interested in Brandon Ayuk from that perspective of, I think he could be a big riser if he were to get traded. And I think it's a possibility. So that's kind of the bet that I would make. I don't think it's necessarily a huge ceiling bet for him, but I do think it's a bet where you could see him rise in price quite a bit. Again, he's only got one top 24 finish. You know, that's a bit of the caution there that I have with him. Wide receiver 15 this past year at 25 years old. T. Higgins also on the list, two top 24 finishes, no top 12s. Again, very similar with some of the other guys have kind of leveled out in that type of range. Wide receiver 12 in terms of at Fantasy Calc. Very contested catch base. Targets per open route, only 15.3%. 25% of his routes he's targeted on, 19% target per route run overall. So again, kind of lacks the overall ceiling. I think he's a pivot up guy, personally. I'd put him in a trade for an elite quarterback. And that he's a little bit more situational based than I like. Again, the contested catch, he's a little bit more contested catch, not necessarily creating on his own. That gives me a little bit of pause sort of longer term, because that contested catch stuff can be very variable from year to year. So that's kind of the concern that I have with him. He missed some time as well, 79% route participation. So it could go up. You know, he could go up in terms of his volume for sure, and that might cloud out any efficiencies that he lost. 0.41 points per route run. So again, that's below Devonta Smith, below Ayuk, and below Judy in this range. Judy's the last one. Again, he's actually... some of the underlying metrics on him are pretty interesting. I wonder about the overall ceiling. Again, wide receiver 22 in terms of his finish. He actually goes down in dynasty cost in some spots because of it, which is fascinating. 20% targets per open route run. He's only targeted on 11. He only has a 11% contested catch rate, which is like the lowest of the guys in this range by a lot. Targets per route run, 22%. And actually the highest ADOT. So that's interesting. Again, I think there's a case to be made if Russell Wilson has a big bounce back that Jerry Judy could be a big beneficiary of that. So we'll have to see there. Again, they threw the ball a bit more under Peyton than they did in Denver last year. So there's a potential growth for him there. Wide receiver 22, I get it. I'd rather take him than Treylon Burks, for example. I think that's the right bet. Again, they're right next to each other in dynasty cost. I certainly understand that. That argument, he's not that much different in terms of age either. Again, Judy's only 24 years old. It's kind of the benefit of coming in young. You're still a little bit on that tier. Again, he almost fits like the question for him, if you were to think about some of the other tiers we've talked about, where is he next year? Okay, where is he next year? Is he in the tier of guys that's like middle-aged players with insulation but lacks ceiling? Right, so that's your McLaurin, Godwin, Pittman, DJ Moore, Debo range, right? Is he in that range? Or is he in the range of durable floor wide receivers who's tough to kind of sort out, right? That's your AJ Brown, Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Waddle, right? I think how you answer that question should depend on what you think at wide receiver 22. I think of the guys of this tier, he has the potential to be the biggest leaper. Is the guy that could potentially go up the highest, would sort of be the pitch that I would make of him sort of in this range. Again, 13.6 points per game in kind of a crummy situation last year, and a crummy, and not a, you know, he wasn't The touchdown numbers weren't great. Like, it wasn't a great overall situation. But he actually performed up to his expectation in terms of like what people think of him as a skill player, right? His actual skills. But I think it was kind of clouded out by some of the other ongoing stuff around him. So, and again, didn't run a ton of routes, which, like, when you kind of like boil that down, you're like, okay, like, is there really room to grow? And he has some of that ceiling potential in him. I think he has the best chance to be a guy that goes up a tier in terms of how we think about him, of guys in this range. So, and again, he's priced right. But 14 games he started, 15 games he played, only 100 targets, and some of the route participation stuff, not great. So you kind of wonder, like, is he a true one in the way that those durable floor guys are? Or is he kind of fit in that next year of guys who kind of feel a little bit middling? I think that that's a big question you have to ask yourself with Judy. So I think I'd rather take a shot on him than a guy like Treylon Burks at their cost, a very similar cost. I'd rather take the Judy swing, but understand that there's a chance that Judy swing looks a lot more like a year from now. But I think is fantasy valuable, right? From he's kind of a younger innings eater, would be, I think, the most likely outcome for him. But I think the ceiling outcome is possible. And I think it is possible. I think a more pass centric offense there is possible, and I think a more efficient Russell Wilson's possible. And I think Jerry Jeudy probably the most likely beneficiary of that. So. All right, so that'll do it here for this tier. Again, that kind of lays out some of the bets you can make, and I hope that helps you sort of flesh this out. That'll do it here for this edition. And until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.